Muscle Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us once again, an honor to have Rob Halford of Judas Priest. How are you, Mr. Halford?
Full Metal Jackie, I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be with you again, all you screaming heavy metal Jackie maniac.
It's great to hear your voice. I've actually had a chance to, you know, been fortunate enough to see you a couple of times recently, and now we're finally getting a chance to talk about this Epitaph release, which is out now, the DVD and Blu-ray. It's the release features pretty much a song from each of Judas Priest's 14 classic albums from 74 to 2008, and Judas Priest, of course, celebrating 40 years with this new live concert Blu-ray DVD release. Again, Epitaph out now, and it screened worldwide earlier in May, including a New York City premiere attended by you and Richie Faulkner. What's the most surreal aspect of watching yourself on screen in a movie theater?
Well, I think you're seeing it as our incredible Priest metalhead fans see us, and that is always an unusual feeling, because obviously we're standing on the stage looking forward and seeing all the craziness that's going on, and now we flip it round and you're kind of looking at yourself from the fans' perspective. And I gotta say, you know, I'm a big fan. I think it looks pretty good. And especially exciting are all the close-ups, because whenever we get to see our favorite band in concert, we always try and get as close to the front of the stage as we can. And of course, with the Epitaph DVD, you're literally on stage with us. So you're really getting to see the metal being made up close and personal. You know, you're seeing Glenn's fingers on the fretboards, and you're seeing Scott in a much tighter type of experience. So overall, I think musically, visually, audibly, emotionally, it's a much, much closer one-on-one contact with Priest in this situation.
Full Metal Jackie with Rob Halford on the show tonight. And right now, something new from Killswitch Engage. This is The New Awakening. Manowar with Blood of My Enemies. Killswitch Engage was before that. Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford of Judas Priest is with us on the show. The Epitaph release, it's out now. Judas Priest again celebrating 40 years with this new live concert Blu-ray DVD release. You can go to the FullMetalJackieRadio.com website, go to contest. You can click to enter for a chance to win it now. And again, the Epitaph release features a song, I think it's pretty much a song from each of the albums, right? Each of the 14 albums.
Yeah, where we found ourselves now, Jackie, is not exactly in retrospective mode. I mean, the challenge for any band when you go out on tour is to give your fans a different experience, and this was nowhere different to what Priest has done over the decades. And I can't remember how this came about. We know we always have a big meeting before we kick off a world tour, and we discuss production and costumes and all the other incredible things that you need to make the metal magic work. And so we just thought, you know, what we've never done is really looked at the whole back catalogue, as we call it, and tried to feature some metal from the 70s, some metal from the 2000s, some metal from the 80s, just flip it around. And that's what we ended up doing. So it's really exciting for Priest fans, and again, for metalheads that want to know what the vibe was in the 70s, then you've got Never Satisfied. And then throughout the show, we're leaping from decade to decade, and you end up, you know, going to the last studio release, Nostradamus, and everything in between. So it's a little bit like Heavy Metal 101. When you look at Priest, you know, one minute we're Painkiller, then we're Turbo Lover, then we're Victim of Changes. So it really is a kind of metal feast for you to kind of get a closer look and sound at all of the things that we've tried to accomplish over the last 4 decades now.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Still to come, music from Slayer, some Flotsam and Jetsam, some Machine Head, and more with the one and only Rob Halford. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Dark Tranquility and For Broken Words off their new album Construct that just came out this week. Slayer was before that. It is Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford on the show with us this week. And Rob, we were together for the Golden Gods, and obviously that was an emotional day for us all with the news about Jeff Hanneman. How did you feel about the camaraderie that day with us all finding out about that news?
we support each other, Jackie, when we lose a dear friend in metal, whether it's a musician or a fan. We live this life together, and as a metal community, as I've always called it, we reach out and we support each other through these difficult times. I thought it was really strong of Kerry to appear at the Golden Gods, and I think that was, just personally, I think that was the best thing for him to do, rather than, you know, maybe stay at home, because he was just surrounded by people that were expressing their love for Jeff and reminiscing on all of the great things that he's created throughout the years with Slayer. And as I said to Kerry, the great thing about what we do in music is that the creative side of what we put into our life lives forever, and that's the blessing that we have with Jeff and Slayer, that that we'll always be able to thrash and bang our heads to all of the great things that Jeff supplied and made amazing through Slayer's music.
Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, we will debut a brand new Megadeth tune, and we've got more with the Metal God after this. Full Metal Jackie with Rapid Fire from Judas Priest, another song you'll find featured on this new Epitaph DVD that just came out. Rob Halford is our guest on the show this week. And Rob, watching and listening to this literal timeline of Judas Priest, what's the thread that maybe wasn't so obvious to you over the course of that entire history?
Well, that's a really cool question. Mind you, I would expect a cool question from Full Metal Jackie. And, wow, let me think about this. I think really it's just the revelation that, you know, when you're in a band, you're not really aware of where you're going from one year to the next, let alone, you know, decade to decade. You're just so focused on the moment of the day that you're making your metal, and you're also projecting your plans for the future, that you leave this trail behind you, and that is your thread. That's your common thread through all of the things that you've done, either on stage for your fans around the world or in the studio when you've been laying down the tracks. So for me, I think that was the big thing, just to sit back and listen, because all of us in the band listened to all of the music that we'd made, and that was no easy feat, you know, 14 studio albums. But we wanted to really dig deep and bring out at least some of the significant tracks of our metal career. And I tell you, it made us feel good. It made us feel good, and it made us feel proud as metal musicians. Not only for ourselves, but for everybody that supports us. It's just this wonderful recognition again that, you know, heavy metal is that fantastic style of music that's never going to die, and that we have a great place to be in right now in the metal community worldwide.
Full Metal Jackie with the Metal God. And right now, something new from the band The Ocean. This is Bathia Pelagic 2, The Wish and Dreams. Metallica, it's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford on the show with us this week. Judas Priest celebrating 40 years with a new live concert Blu-ray DVD release. It's called Epitaph, and it's out now. And Rob, good collaborating partnerships can't be forced. Working together as songwriters, Glenn and KK had something special. Now writing new music with Richie, what was the aha moment when you realized, yes, this will be special too?
Well, because firstly, it was just so exciting to see Richie doing his work on stage night after night. I mean, when the Kabuki dropped at the start of Rapid Fire, he was literally in the front row. He loves to get on stage. He's a showman. He's a fantastic metal musician. So that was just pouring out of him. You know, after every performance, he was still buzzing. You know, he just wanted to keep going. And so what he would do is he took out a small recording rig, and he was just throwing ideas down all the time. And he would come into, you know, various parts of the dressing room and say, hey, check this out, what do you think? And we knew prior to that, because Richie's got some great solo material which you can easily find on the internet, but his music, the stuff that he was writing while he was on tour, was immediately connecting to the Priest world of music. So we were thrilled, Glenn and I as writers, to hear that Richie was going to be able to easily connect in that world, because it is kind of difficult. You know, you've got to get the chemistry right to get the right balance. And again, we've struck gold with Richie, because everything that he's put forward towards the brand new Priest record that we're working on right now is just sensational. So we've got some exciting, heavy things being put together over here in the UK in the studio, and we can't wait to get that out. Probably, hopefully next year. In fact, I'm pretty sure it'll be next year. So, you know, metalheads, Priest fans, there's some more Priest on the way.
Oh, definitely looking forward to hearing some new music. In 2014, it's Full Metal Jackie. Speaking of new music, here's another new track from Children of Bodom. The album Halo of Blood will be out June 11th. This is Transference. New music from Children of Bodom, that was Transference. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford of Judas Priest is with us on the show. And Rob, you've been the singer in Judas Priest for almost 30 years, is that correct?
Well, I joined Priest... Oh, Lord, I always get this wrong, don't I? I joined Priest around the mid-70s, I think it was. The name of the band, Judas Priest, originated in 69, so, you know, the actual name of the band goes way back to the very roots of metal. You know, we always reflect on the fact that where I'm talking to you from today in the Midlands, in Birmingham, in England, was the home of the beginning of the metal scene. And my neighbours, just a few miles away from where I'm talking to you today, are, of course, Ozzy and Tony and Geezer from Sabbath. So, I've been singing for my metal supper for a bunch of time now, Jackie. Yeah,
it seems like it's half your life, basically. You've been the singer
least,
in this band.
Yeah, I would say at least that, definitely.
Well, from the perspective of where you are in life now, what is it about Priest that you absolutely can't live without?
Well, it's the friendship that you have, you know, with your bandmates. We are literally like family after all of these incredible experiences that we've shared together. And I think that's probably true to state for most bands that have had the good luck and fortune in rock and roll to have a long life. So it's that, but it immediately joined to that is this very elusive thing that happens in life. You know, in bands you'll hear stories of how guitar players bumped into each other in a club or in a record store or however the connections are made. That's what puts the bands on the right track, if you've got that special chemistry and bond that happens in your music. And for me, I've always been feeding on that. It's like water to me, you know, it's like the air that I breathe. To be in a band like Priest, that's genuinely what I live for. It just gives me sustenance, and that might sound, you know, a bit too, I don't know, melodramatic, but I'm just trying to emphasize what it feels like to be in a band that you love to be in and a band that means so much to you.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, gonna debut a brand new song from Megadeth. We've got another Mad Minute with Odorous Urungus of Gwar, and we'll talk more with the metal god, Rob Halford, next. Full Metal Jackie with new music from A Pale Horse Named Death. That was A Shallow Grave. Rob Halford with us on the show. The Epitaph DVD is out now. And Rob, I've got to bring up, obviously, this collaboration that you did with Five Finger Death Punch that everybody's been talking about with this amazing song called Lift Me Up. And, you know, I know that it's not something that you typically do, you know, that your voice is not lended to a lot of different, you know, projects or other bands. So what would you tell people about what the experience was like for you?
Well, firstly, I love the band. I think the band is absolutely amazing, and I've been watching the band like from the early days, as much as I try and do that with the whole metal scene. I mean, I'm just feasting on that all the time, especially it's so easy now through the internet to pick up on things. And I was absolutely thrilled when I got an email out of the blue from, you know, the Death Punch camp saying, this is who we are and this is what we're doing and we're just going to throw this out and see if you're interested. Well, naturally I was excited because, as I said, following the band's career, and I just have a feeling that they're about to get over that, what we call a tipping point, and I think the band's going to explode this year worldwide, I really do. So I asked for the track to be sent to me just to check it out, obviously, and as soon as I heard it coming out the speakers, I went, man, I want some of this. I want in on this, because firstly, it's an amazing song. It's a really, really good song. And then just to be in the company of these metalheads as well that I really support was just a great thing to do. So, you know, we made contact, and a week or so later, I was out in Las Vegas and meeting the guys for the first time. And what a bunch of great lads, as we call each other in the UK. We just bonded right away. They just have their heart in the right place. I love them for that, and I love them for the fact that they believe in themselves 1,000%. They're not letting anybody get in their way. And, you know, I'm just happy for them that the single is doing so good right now, and I'm sure it's going to get even better over the coming weeks. And then obviously everybody's really excited with these two spectacular back-to-back full CD releases. So the guys are really laying it down, and they're going, look, you've heard us say who we are and how we believe in our music and our fans. Well, this is how much we're committed. We have two full CDs coming out literally back-to-back. And if that isn't a strong message, I don't know what is.
Agreed. It's Full Metal Jackie. More with Rob Halford. Also a brand new Megadeth tune. The Mad Minute with Odorous Urungus of Gwar. All coming up after this. Full Metal Jackie with Kingmaker from Megadeth. New Full Metal Jackie music. Rob Halford with us on the show. We were just talking about the Five Finger Death Punch collaboration. I have to say, you know, I was fortunate enough to be present and around for this recording. And a lot of times when artists offer their voice to a track for a band, sometimes they're not there and it just gets sent to them. But I think it was really cool that you came out to Vegas and got to, you know, record in the studio where the band was recording the record. And, you know, from being somebody who was there that night, I have to say it was magical. And, you know, you definitely, there was a feeling like this, something really big is happening tonight and this is going to be amazing.
Yeah, you can sense that. I mean, again, it's very tangible in what we do. The air is electric. And, yeah, as you say, Jackie, you can do things over an email. You can send it to me and I'll jump in a studio anywhere in the world and do it. But as good luck and fortune worked out, I was able to go and hang out in Vegas for 48 hours. And that was the right thing to do, because when I actually met the guys and we went out and had some food afterwards and we hung out, I was even more committed. And then just the way the calendar sometimes works in your favour, I was able to back that up to the next step, where we had a chance to work together at the Golden Gods recently. So to get on stage and physically perform the song with the entire band was another boost. What a great night that was for everybody.
That was amazing. It was a really amazing night. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford on the show with us. Pick up the new release, Epitaph, the DVD or Blu-ray. It's out in stores now. It's, you know, Judas Priest again, celebrating 40 years with this release. It's a must-have. Rob, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time and for being awesome.
Thank you, Jackie. We love you so much in Priest, all the metalheads over here. Thank you for all the great work you do in the metal world. And look forward to seeing you soon, darling, okay?
Absolutely.
See you later. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.